the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And you can hear, well, maybe you can't, but I can. The voice is a little bit better. Went off to the doctor today and got some decongestant and got some other things. So we're going to continue to persevere here on the program as far as we can. We will take this as deep into the night as we possibly can, but we're very happy that you're joining us tonight. And our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Also, our affiliate spotlight tonight here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, we're talking to and saluting all of you guys in Cincinnati, WQRT, and KMET, Riverside, California. I want to mention that we're going to be at the Comic-Con next Thursday, the 21st, in San Diego. I'm going to be on a panel highlighting Napoleon Dynamite, Jared Hess and Jerusha Hess and Mike Scully and the writers and the cast will be there. It's going to be definitely a fun time. And I'm also going to be a guest on Kevin Pollak's chat show. If you've seen Kevin Pollak's chat show online, Kevin, of course, a stand-up comic, great actor. And on Sunday afternoons, he's got a internet TV show that is pretty good, man. I mean, he's got all kinds of people on that show. He had Peter Weller last week, and John Landis, and Michael McKean has been on. And I'll be a guest of Kevin's on August 7th, 3 o'clock Pacific time, the Kevin Pollak chat show. And I think it's on, like, kevinpollaktv.com. But we'll, as we approach, we'll make damn sure that you are locked in front of the computer and watching the show that night. Vivid Entertainment has pulled, as you know, their porn offer to Casey Anthony. I guess originally they had offered Casey Anthony some kind of a deal to make a dirty movie, or they don't call them dirty movies anymore. They could, you know, to make a porn movie. Well, they thought better of it, and this is a story that you guys heard last week. It's going to lead us into our first guest this evening, Chris Norton, joining us from Norton Explodes, which is also an entertainment company that has also made a similar offer to Ms. Anthony and has not pulled the offer back, if you will, but is pressing ahead. Vivid, for their part, I think making the right decision, said that it's become, quote, obvious. We were ready to make an offer to Casey to star in one of our feature films. It's clear, however, that there has been an overwhelming negative response to our offer, and so we've decided to withdraw it. You know, business is business, and you don't want to have to, you don't necessarily want to have to alienate your customers or the general public. Chris Norton is joining us tonight from Encino, and Chris, you know, you heard what Vivid said. You heard what, this is a gentleman by the name of Steve Hirsch, and you heard their reasoning. And yet you guys are still thinking about making an offer to Ms. Anthony. Why?
Well, Phil, I think that's Steve Hirsch. I mean, he knows what he's doing. And, you know, I've got a different way. I've got a different business model. My whole idea when I first approached Ms. Anthony was to feature her in, I think, not just a typical adult offering, which I think Vivid and a lot of other companies engage and indulge in, and they will give a very, you know, vague plot outline, and then use that very vague and sort of shallow plot outline to then get to the set scenes. I star in most of my own films. And
how many films have you made?
Right now, this is going to be probably, this will probably be my first movie.
Wait, hold on for a minute. You say this will probably be your first movie. So have you made movies before?
I have been on set, and I have been ready to go. I don't know if you know anything about adult...
No, hold on for a minute. I'm asking you, have you ever made an adult film?
I have. Personally, have I ever made an adult film? No, I've not. And do I make adult film? Yes, I do. Have I been in an adult film? I have been on set, and I am considered, some people have said that I am a, you know, I don't know if you know the term woodsman, but...
Yeah, I know that term, and I don't think we need to necessarily define it. But so you've been on set. Have you starred in or have you been in an adult film?
I have not, but here's the before we get Tupac down, and you know whether I've done a movie or I have not, or I have not, I have not done. I'm a little bit nervous, man.
Well, just slow down. You have not done.
I have not done an adult film, but I mean, my offer to Ms. Anthony was that this was going to be cut to the chase, a pure cess. Scenes. There, just in other words, what I'm saying is, there would be.
It would be pure what?
These would be pure sex.
Sex.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
These would be pure sex scenes from beginning to end, and she would be starring with me, so she would have the confidence and security of knowing who her director is, who her co-star is, and also who the producer is and who owns the company.
And you're all of those.
Yes, sir, I am. And
is that a very common thing in your business?
I would say that it's not, and I don't know for sure, but I want to say that it's not, because I do believe that we're offering something to the up-and-coming adult starlet that she's not going to find in no other company, and that is that the sex scene that she's going to be involved in. She'll be having sex with the man who is signing her paycheck, who is also directing the movie and who owns the company. And I think that gives a young actress a level of security which she would not have, you know, with another company.
All right, we're talking here with Chris Norton. He is the owner of Norton Explodes. They have made an offer to Casey Anthony. How much, do you mind me asking? Or
well, I'm not at this time prepared to... go into that because
have you heard from Miss Anthony?
We are right now. We are hoping that we're going to hear from her tonight. And
are you expecting a call from her tonight?
We're hoping that that.
All right, so in other words, you haven't gotten anything definite that she's going to call tonight.
No, we have not. But we did make the offer, and it was. I talked to someone who was a secretary or something. I don't know, but. They said they'd relay it.
Who were you talking to?
Right now? You.
But no, not now. Excuse me. I'm having a bad...
Yeah, your throat really sounds bad, Mr. Renner. I don't even know, you know...
Don't worry about it, man. I'm doing fine. Not now. Today. Who did you talk to today to contact Casey Anthony?
Oh, we called... I thought I called. I was trying to reach the Jose... by his office, so, and I talked to a young lady who answered the phone, and I said, you know, who I was, and I said that we're in the producing of mostly adult films, containing adult sets, and I did explain to the young lady who answered the phone that Ms. Anthony would be having sex with me. And
you're telling this to a woman that's answering the phone, a receptionist, because I have to tell you, you haven't indicated to me that you talked to anybody higher up in the company than a receptionist.
Well, I'm just saying, I said, I don't know who I'm talking to, but would you please let Miss Anthony know that she'd be having sex with me?
And what is Miss Anthony supposed to do with that information?
Well, I mean...
By the way, where are you right now? Are you in a club?
Yeah, right now we're in a club. This is we're actually having we're kicking off tonight. This is called the 6 Days of Sess. It's called the 6 Days of Sess because what we're trying to do, Phil, is bring back what is what we call the Root Sissy Sissy Sess. And this is a promotional idea that a friend of mine had, and we're kicking off tonight here at the Sess Dungeon. And it's in Sherman Oaks, and people can come. The cover charge is $20. You get in and have yourself a good time.
And what is the, it's called what?
It's called the Root 66 of Sess.
Root 66?
Yes, sir.
Of sex.
Right. It's like the fast, you know, the fast track of Sess. So if you you come down here to the Sess Dungeon.
What I don't know the name of the club.
It's called Sess Dungeon.
The Sex Dungeon.
Yeah, I mean, are you not, you're not comfortable with that, or?
No, I'm totally comfortable with it, man. I'm having a hard time understanding you. And you know what? It probably has to do with the cold that I have. And I forgive me, but it sounds to me like you're saying sissy sis of cess or something.
No, I don't, what is that? That sounds, what are you hearing, man? you definitely do need to get some Sudafed or something, because that's probably what's happening, man. It's because of the cold that you have. You're hearing, you know, you're hearing me. I'm saying it's fast, and you're hearing it sounds like you're almost like it's making me the cold. The cold in your head, man, is turning me gay. Is that, you understand, it's turning me gay?
The cold in my head is turning you gay?
In the way that you hear me.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, yeah, it's possible. But, all right, so that's great. I just could hear music. But we want to continue with this discussion, Chris. And again, I ask the indulgence of my audience. I am, if I slow it down here and I probably don't project as much, you can hear a much clearer Phil, the voice that you're familiar with. Chris Norton joins us. He's with a company called Norton Explodes. And while Vivid Entertainment has withdrawn its offer to Casey Anthony, Norton Explodes has not. You don't want to tell us what the offer is, but you have told us, Mr. Norton, that Ms. Anthony would have the security of knowing she's in a sex scene with the man who is also the director, the producer, and the owner of the company.
That is correct, yes, sir. So when Ms. Anthony works with me, and I will tell you, I don't know if you got any of the brochures or any of the flyers. We sent some brochures to you and also sent you my website, but I am, you know, I'm not trying to say anything, but I am very good looking, and I've had many sexual relationships as well as, I have a very strong sexual energy, and that's part of my attraction, one of the reasons why I got in the business. So Miss Anthony would be with someone who is very, you know, I'm very sensual, as I'm sure she is, and I would love for her to come out here and help us kick off this here at the Sess Dungeon a week. Rufus, he says the Sess, and it's going to be going all this week here at the Sess Dungeon.
Slow down.
The Sess Dungeon.
The Sex Dungeon.
Yeah.
All right. Chris Norton with us this evening, the owner of Norton Explodes. He's having I guess there's some kind of a promotion happening at the Sex Dungeon in Sherman Oaks tonight. And Route 66 of Sex. In any event, they have offered Casey Anthony an amount of money. I don't know how much. Mr. Norton says that the part of the what he thinks is part of the allure of this offer, or part of what she should be interested in, is that he, as the owner of the company, as the producer, as the director, and as her co-star, she'll know, you know, she's getting it from, I shouldn't say that, I mean, it's an obvious joke, that she's getting it from the guy that owns the company. All right, we're going to be back here with Chris Norton. We're going to take, we'll just, you know, take a few more minutes with Mr. Norton to talk about the offer that his company is making to Casey Anthony. Chris Norton and our number 877-876-7445. It's a very strange story, and when you mix in this stuff, it gets even weirder. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, and welcome back to the program. We appreciate you. Appreciate you hanging in there with me as I, as I make my way through this very, very inconvenient, and believe me when I tell you, unexpected chest cold, which in the middle of summer, who would know? We've been pretty healthy. I have, I should say. I say we because that's the standard entertainment way of... that's how we personify things in entertainment. We'd never say I, we say we. Chris Norton has joined us, but I have been pretty healthy, and this just hit me when I was in Toronto. Chris, thank you for being with us. Your company, Norton Explodes, has never made an adult film before. Is that right?
Well, I mean, when you say we have never made no adult film, I mean, we have been involved in the production of, we're nonstop. I mean, I'm nonstop. You have to understand, Mr. Henry, if I could just tell you that, for instance, tonight here at the Sess Dungeon, the Sess Dungeon has been sort of a meeting, you know, meet. This is where I go. I usually hang at the Rusty Pelican, which is in Hermosa Beach. Everyone knows, anyone who knows me, they want to find me. They always can find me at the Rusty Pelican. But when I'm talking business, I'm at Cess Dungeon. Tonight, Sissy Cess is our kickoff to Norton Explodes. But we're constantly rolling the camera on Cess. At my studios, located in Sherman Oaks, we are never not having Cess. I mean, I don't know what you're asking me.
That's exactly what I'm asking you. You're making movies all the time?
We're always shooting. We're always, I mean, if you go up to our studio there, there's always Cess. There's always Cess going on, so I'm always, you know, I always have my camera, always, you know, shoot, you know. And most of the time, it's handheld, and I do a POV, which that stands for point of view, okay, Mr. Henry?
Right, right.
It stands for point of view. So I'll hold a camera, and that's what I was going to do with Casey Anthony.
All right, but have you made any films under the moniker of Norton Explodes that have been commercially released?
We have. I had a deal with a place called Video Porch. And
what is it called?
The Video Porch.
The Video Porch.
Right. And they were gonna put my movies up on the at the front desk, but I got the. I'll tell you what happened. The dude behind the counter who also owns the Video Porch, his wife was working one night and she was coming on to me. Okay. And because I told you I have a great deal of sexual energy, so.
All right, I did, Chris. I don't want to hear about, you know, whatever happened between you and the owner of the Video Porch. Were you not able to get your DVDs there?
Yeah, no, that's correct. Because he misunderstood. He thought I was hitting on his wife. It was the other way around. You know, I was hitting on her. I mean, she was hitting on me. And yes, then I did hit on her. So she started and.
So you had relations with this guy who owns the Video Porch, and he didn't want to put your product on his shelf.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All right. So you have never had, you have never had a video commercially released. Is that correct?
Well, no. I mean, I have, except he took it off. He had it on his counter. So, yes, I have.
Until he suspected you of hitting on his wife, and then he removed your product.
He not only removed it, Mr. Henry, but I will tell you at this time, he put it in the trunk of his car, and when I went to go get it, he told me it's in the trunk of his car. And when I went to go get it, the cases had all melted because it was in the middle of summer last summer, so it was all melted. And he owes me for 200 DVD what I, you know, gave him. So,
all right. So this is the extent of your commercial released stuff.
Well, yeah, that. But also, you have to understand something, sir. I mean, you know, you're making it sound like. Like, you know, maybe it's sort of fly by night. I mean, I know it sounds that way, but what I do with my, what I'm offering Miss Anthony is this. You're right. No, I haven't had no adult film put on no channel. Like, I haven't had it put on Spice Channel. I haven't had it put on Penthouse Channel. I've not had it put on Amateurs Are Hot on the Amateur Hot Channel. None of them. But Casey Anthony. And
what are you offering Casey Anthony, man? Let's get to the bottom line. What are you offering her?
Well, I told you. I mean, she's going to be kicking off this. Ruth says this.
And is that the name of the film?
Yes, sir. That is the name of the film. And that's what we're kicking off here tonight at the Cess Dungeon, is the Ruth Sissy Sissy Sacks to promote that. And
you're not telling anybody that she's in the movie, are you?
Well, I told them that we have made an offer and that, you know, we do expect her. I would expect her to.
Expect her to do what, sir?
Yeah, I would expect her to, except we've offered her $10,000. We have food on set. She's going to be having sex with me. She's also going to be getting paid by me. I will direct her, and she will be the star of the Ruth Sissy Sissy. God, I can't even talk good. We don't turn that down, man. She will be the star.
All right, so what I'm getting here, Chris, and I don't mean to interrupt you, the name of the movie is The Route 66 of Sex, starring Casey Anthony.
It stars Chris Norton and Casey Anthony, yeah. It stars Chris Norton featuring Casey Anthony, but the way it's done in movies, I don't know if you're familiar, Mr. Henry, but Chris Norton, Norton Explodes presents, okay, Chris Norton starring in Ruth Sissy Sissy Sess, And then, you know, in, you know, and then I have a bunch of other, all the crew, and then, and introducing Casey Anthony. See?
All right, I understand. Take a break here. Phil Hendry Show, Chris Norton. Is that music I'm hearing? Yes. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Well, famous Phil Hendry Show here, and welcome back to our program. And again, my apologies for the state of my throat, but it was just a midsummer cold that got away from us, and I got it in the middle of a vacation. We're back here with you live every night, for better or for worse, till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And would like to also remind you that we're online at philhendryshow.com, so you can watch me as I perform the show, as well as take advantage of all of the archived material that we have. And we've got more archived radio and the best archived radio on our website than anywhere else. You can also get a 5-day archive of our video cast. You can also hear our and watch our webisodes, and just a plethora, a ton of things to do at philhendryshow.com. So get a backstage pass. With me is Chris Norton from Norton Explodes. Chris, we're talking to you, and Mr. Norton is an adult film producer, as well as a director, as well as an actor. And would you not say that I'm being kind when I give you all of those titles?
No, I don't think you're being, I mean, in what sense?
Well, you've never actually produced a commercially available. You say that you did a movie that a guy who owned a place called the Video Porch put on his front desk, or put up at the...
Well, he put up at the cash register, what I meant, Mr. Henry. And it was a, it was one of, I felt, one of the best porn offerings, if you want to call it that, adult film, exciting adult entertainment film of that year. And it was a film called Call 'em Bone, Let the Healing Begin. Maybe you heard about it. And
no, I never heard about it. No, I didn't.
Okay. Well,
Call 'em Bone?
Yes, sir. Let the Healing Begin. And it was our way of saying, okay, a lot of bad, you know, there's bad, it's bad. Okay, it's bad.
Yeah. It's bad. You mean what happened at Columbine?
Yes, sir. And the healing could start with, you know, a love and Seth. You know, love, but really loving Seth. And that was the first time, and maybe the only time, that there has been an adult film made where the Seth, also the people who were having the Seth, also loved each other. And so I'd like to say that, you know, we really had...
The only time, huh? That's very interesting. In fact, you know, I have to be honest with you, I've never really considered whether or not the people who are having sex on camera do love each other.
Well, I think it bears, you know, mention, Mr. Henry, that I don't know if your audience understands the adult film business or if they know anything about how sex is done on camera, because I know... You know, I as I said, I was born with a very, you know, I'm good looking, and I do have a strong sexuality, and so I do have that in my sort of in my nature, and so I got into, I'm a pharmaceutical salesman. I do phone sales, but this has been my calling. And anyway, I've never been in love with any woman that I had sex with, and I know that sounds bad, but I'm not married neither. You know, so
what does that mean? So that puts you uniquely qualified to make adult films because you've never loved any woman that you had sex with?
Well, I mean, I you know, the way you put that, I mean, you're making it try to sound, you're making me try to sound like I'm not a good, I mean, I feel I'm a good man.
I'm not trying to characterize you at all, Chris. I'm just saying that because you say you've never been in love with any woman you've ever had sex with, does that make you more qualified to be an adult film producer or director?
I wouldn't say it makes me more qualified. I think it makes me a better Seth. I think it makes me a better woodsman. Okay. I mean, you can talk about Peter North. You can talk about Ron Jeremy. You can talk about Randy. You know, that guy named Randy. But brought up.
What do you mean that guy named Randy? Who's that?
The guy, Randy, it's not, his name's not Randy Weiner.
And what do you mean Randy Weiner?
It's Randy Weiner. But anyway,
I've never heard of Randy Weiner, okay, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so I'm just talking about the Woodsman, and I've always been known as Woodsman, okay, and Woodsman is a guy who can't have says when the director says, is there anybody here that wants that set?
What do you mean, is there anybody here? How does a director, he has actors, okay?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's talking to the actors, but he goes to, if one of the actors, like, I don't know, just any one of the actors can't perform, he'll go and say, is there anybody, you know, he'll go over to it's a place where the actors, the understudies are, okay, and it's the Woodsman Shop. So he'll go over to the Woodsman Shop. And
the Woodsman Shop. What is that?
Excuse me, what? Hold on for a minute, Mr. Mary, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. We're talking to Chris Norton here.
No, I'm not paying for that. I'm not drinking that, man. That's not Captain Morgan. I only drink Captain Morgan. I have a Captain Morgan and Coke.
Captain Morgan and Coke. That's known as a Ted in some places.
I wouldn't be familiar with that, but he was trying to give me Bacardi. Bacardi is pee. I will never have no Bacardi. Anyway, so a director will often go over to the Woodsman Shop, or he'll go to the shelf, and that's where a Woodsman is. I'm a Woodsman. You know, like I say, Pierre North is a Woodsman, Randy Weiner, and some of the others. And
Randy West, I think, is who you're thinking of.
Yeah, that's it. Randy West. I'm sorry.
And Randy Weiner.
Well, I was using that word because that, if I can't remember a guy's name, I will use that word. And I know it's stupid to do. It's childish, but it helps me remember who some of the great woodsmen are if I want to use a woodsman. But I'm a woodsman. You know?
You're a woodsman. And I think that my audience understands what a woodsman is. So this is a man who can perform almost on demand in an adult film, correct?
Not almost. He can.
Okay. Is Viagra involved?
No, Viagra is not involved. See, that's the thing. That's the thing. A lot of these guys got to have Viagra. But when you talk about, I can't remember that one guy, Peter North, Chris Norton, Ron Jeremy, Billy Weiner. I can't remember his name. His last name is Tom Weiner.
These are all guys who have real last names, but you can't remember their last names, so using the word Weiner?
Yeah, just to give you an idea, these guys are all great. I mean, they're legendary woodsmen, okay?
They're so legendary, though, you can't remember their names.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to, Mr. Renner, I'm just trying to paint a picture here for you, okay?
No, I understand, but we're getting a little far afield. So you are a woodsman, and that's why you're going to be the sole actor in this film with Casey Anthony, correct?
Tom Byron, that's right.
Randy West.
Yeah, Randy West, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to both of those gentlemen. They're both really good. They're good dudes, and they're both woodsmen, and they're both really good dudes. And I just want to say sorry to Randy and Tom and everything. But they know me. I know them. And
you know these gentlemen?
Well, I don't know them, but I will. I will know them. So I might as well just say that I do know them. In any event,
you will know them, but you don't know them right now. So you might as well just say that you know them. You feel you have a future in this business. I want to get back to Casey Anthony as we talk here with Chris Norton from Norton Explodes. How much money are you offering this woman to be a star in a film that you will direct, that you will star in, that you will operate the camera, that you will produce, that you own the company? So in other words, and I don't mean to be glib, is there going to be anybody else on the set?
Well, yeah, of course. Of course it's going to be. I mean, Mr. Henry, Ruth Sissy Sis Assassins is going to be a... Ruth Sissy Sis is going to be one of the epic adult films. I saw my sister the other night, and my sister and I both grew up in a dysfunctional home, kind of like Casey Anthony. So I asked my sister, I said, would you be on set when Casey Anthony is here so that I can relax her, you can relax her, and we can get some good taste, you know, because I think...
So you're, I just want to be clear, you're going to be having sex on set for this film with Casey Anthony with your sister.
Excuse me, I didn't say with my sister.
No. With your sister there.
Yeah. I mean, my sister, you have to understand, my sister's part of my business. I trust my sister like that. Oh, my God, you think I have sense with my sister? There's no way I would have sense with a sister. I'm saying that...
No, I understand. So your sister is a co-producer?
Yeah, exactly. And she also is very good with the actors and actresses. So I asked my sister if she would be, you know, amenable to come and to talk to Casey, and she'll be there. And so we have, and we're also offering her $10,000. $10,000 is the budget, Mr. Henry, for a lot of these adult films. So, you know, I would challenge anybody, any of the producers, and a lot of these woodsmen are directors too. I mean, West, Tom Wiener,
Tom Byron.
Tom Byron. Peter. Wow.
Peter North.
Peter North and Ron Wee.
Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy. All of them also direct. So what I'm saying is essentially this, Mr. Henry. I would hope that they would all, be amenable to eventually use Casey in some of their productions. Give her a lot of money, because I don't have no money. I don't have no money to give her. I only got about 10 grand. But I did say to her people, if she'll come out here and have sex in my movie with me, then I'm pretty sure she could cut a really good deal with...
Tom Byron.
Tom Byron, Peter. Oh, boy.
Peter North.
Peter North, yeah, Ron Jeremy, those guys.
All right. Just put this on hold here for a moment. What I'm getting here, and I just want to recap what I have here, and welcome to our program. If you're just tuning in, Phil Henry here with Chris Norton of Norton Explodes. Now, what he's saying is the following. He has a company called Norton Explodes. He's offering Casey Anthony $10,000. He is very serious. Vivid withdrew their offer. He will operate the camera. He is the producer. He is the director. He's also going to be in the scenes with her, and he owns the company. He says that should relax her and provide some kind of a incentive for her to come to California and be in this film, Route 66 of Sex, starring Chris Norton, featuring Casey Anthony. He says he's got $10,000 to give her. He says that is more than the budget of the average adult film, but that if she comes out here and takes that price, he's pretty sure Tom Byron, Peter North, and Ron Jeremy will hire her for much more money. All right, so you've got the gist of it. We'll be back with our final segment here with Chris Norton in a moment here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Oh, God. I this throat of mine, this little throat of mine, I'm going to make it shine. We're just going to do as the best we can here tonight with it. Chris Norton has joined me, and I thank you, Chris, for helping me get through this hour.
Well, I'm happy to do it, Mr. Henry. By the way, I want to ask you a question. It's sort of, it's not really what we're talking about, but because I am in the film producing business, it will affect me at some point. What do you think about Netflix?
Netflix?
Yeah.
Well, I think that they're in a business to make money. I think they're making a business decision. I think I was talking to Jason about it here in the break, and he said it was rather abrupt.
There's no doubt about it, but I want to say at this time that I agree with Netflix, and I think Netflix is as you said, they're a business, and I think all these losers, and I've been talking to a lot of people today who, there's a bunch of losers who don't want to pay it, but I'm very motivated. I have my own business, and I'm going to put Norton Explodes movies on Netflix, and you know what? It's going to be badass. Or excuse my language.
No, I understand what you're saying, but you're asking me as a consumer, and I would agree with Chase that it's abrupt. But nonetheless, I don't argue with their right to take a look at the market, take a look at what they feel they can charge, what they can demand for their service and their product, which is obviously in very high demand. And given the demand for what Netflix has to offer, I think that they did the right thing. Now, I've heard people say they're going to cancel. Do you agree with that?
No, I mean, I don't agree with that. I think that...
But, I mean, do you agree with people? They obviously have the right to boycott.
Well, I think that the people who are not paying, who are protesting Netflix and saying that it's wrong, I think what they are is really being disloyal to a company that gave them a very good service, a very good product, and for a long time for not a lot of money, and then they turn around and just, tell them to go.
What do you mean go?
I mean go down. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it or not.
Go to hell?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah, I mean that's basically what I think they're saying, to go down, go down to the hell. And
you know, you can just say go to hell. You don't have to, you know, cheese it up.
I thought it would soften it if I said go down to the hell.
No, it doesn't make any. It sounds ridiculous. Go down to the hell. Go to hell is what the consumer is saying to Netflix, and you think it's disloyal.
I think it's very disloyal. So I'm hopeful that when Norton Explodes starts to produce movies, that we're gonna, you know, there will be on Netflix, everything.
Well, so far, Chris, you haven't produced any movies that I can see. I haven't. You claim you did one called Columbine. Let the Healing Begin. Was this released commercially?
Yes, sir, it was.
Did it sell?
They would not allow it to be sold in any stores, so we put an ad in it. I mean, I only did the thing I knew how to do, which back then there was not, the internet was not really that big a thing. So we took an ad out in one of the recyclers. And,
so you advertised your film in a recycler?
Yeah. I mean, and
how many did you sell?
I sold 10 to, but they were all immediate family. And then the actor, then one of the problems I had with that movie is other than me, and I blame myself for this as a producer, Mr. Henry. Other than me, there were no really attractive people in the movie. I was the best-looking one in the movie.
What about the women?
The women were, it was bad. Everything about it was very, you know, I didn't really even want to have sex with the women. I mean, I was the main star because I was the best-looking one, so I had to have sex with like four or five women, and they were all, it was not pleasant. And so...
And they were all what? They were not up to your taste?
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm picky or anything.
Well, you're having sex with four women on camera, and you say it was rough.
Yes, sir, it was. I mean, if you understand the business that I'm in, I went on disability for 6 months after I'd done that movie.
And why did you go on disability for 6 months after you did this movie, Columbine?
Yes, sir, because I was having sexual relations with four women that I didn't love, that were ugly, and I had to over and over and over. And so I went on disability, on psychological disability. And
you went on psychological disability. How do you, by the way, who was employing you at the time?
Well, I was employed, as I am still, by the pharmaceutical company.
Okay, so you're doing pharmaceutical sales. And after doing a porn movie, forgive me, an adult film.
It's called adult entertainment, Mr. Norton. If you have a little bit of respect, I appreciate it. And
I think I've been very respectful of you, Mr. Norton, okay?
What's that?
I've been very respectful of you. So you did this movie called Columbine, and you put in for disability because you had to have sex with four ugly women.
I put in for a psychological disability because it was a traumatic experience. The whole movie's success was relying on me. With Ruth Sissy success, that it's going to be filmed here in the Seth Dungeon with Casey Anthony, the weight of the movie will not be on me. Casey Anthony will be the one what people are going to come and see, not just me. And people wanted to come to see Column Bone and see some hot action, but they found out that the women were all frightening, and I was the only one of the male actors who had any kind of, you know, the only real woodsman. Okay.
So who did the hiring for this film?
Well, I did.
Yep. Well, why are you hiring ugly women and guys that aren't woodsmen, as you put it?
Because at the time we didn't have much of a budget.
Well, right now what you're telling me is you've got $10,000 for Casey Anthony, which you say is a pretty big budget. I have to tell you, I think Vivid's offer was six figures.
Well, I mean, yeah, but they pulled it back. So there's an old saying.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Well, I don't know if that's it.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's the and that's what I would say to Casey Anthony. I'd say that... that I had it, I've got it in the bush, or I've got her bush, I don't know. All I'm trying to say is that...
No, I hear what you're saying, that your offer to her was going to be better than... Okay. Chris Norton, thank you very much for joining us as he attempts to get Casey Anthony on film.
Phil Hendry.
We'll be back next hour.